speaker.
Hello, Alan. This is Ana Aguilar. Maria gave me your cell phone number.
Yes.
I don't know if... Yeah, I was supposed to call you a while ago, but, you know, the last few weeks have been really crazy, and so I finally had some time.
Ah, good, good. Yes. Okay.
Okay, so she was telling me that you used to teach somebody that she knows, or I think herself, English, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, there were three ladies in the class, in the group that I was teaching, including Maria.
That's awesome. So I don't know how much detail she gave you, but my father-in-law is moving in with us, and so he's coming from Colombia. And so he speaks no English whatsoever, but he's looking to learn it. And so I'm looking for somebody that could potentially meet with him, I don't know, hopefully twice a week.
Okay.
The time is pretty flexible. As long as you let me know in advance, I should be able to figure it out. And if I have to come and pick him up, by all means. I don't know how your schedule looks like.
Well, right now I'm working full-time during the days, Monday to Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I have tutoring. I also teach children in the evenings as well. And
good.
Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right now. Although things change, you know. But... So it's a little bit full, but I mean, things change all the time. So twice a week, I don't know if you're open to, if he is open to weekends.
Yeah, by all means.
Because some people want their weekends free and, you know, without study. So,
you know, we are fine. Like, if we can find, like, there is another lady who said that she might be able to teach him during the week. And so if she can teach him, I don't know, say one class during the week, and then you can teach him another class during the weekend, that's perfectly fine with us.
Okay, good, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so where is, say, if we decided to go ahead with you, where would you like us to meet with you? Would you like us to bring him to you, or how does that work?
Well, typically it's easier for me just to go to somebody's house, if that's all right with everybody.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Are you on the west side, or?
Yes, I'm in Sandwich.
Okay.
Where are you located?
I live in the south side.
Okay.
But, basically, we could meet anywhere, whatever is convenient.
Yeah, up to you. Like, honestly, it's going to be completely up to you. And if you want to meet in a different place and you would rather prefer, like, a more public place, I'm okay with that. If you want to come to our house, or if you want to bring him to your house, like, whatever works for you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess we could talk about it and see whatever is best for him as well.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, we just want to make sure, like, he will probably, like, right now we are in the process of, we would like to get him his residency, but obviously the process is going to take a while, and so we would like to, you know, make the process a little bit easier for him, and so if the time comes and he's approved to get residency and he has to go through an interview or something like that, ideally he will be able to, you know, defend himself in English.
Yes.
And he's a pretty smart man. Like, he, back in his culture, he's an engineer.
Oh, yes.
And so he's used to studying and all that, and so I don't think this is going to be an issue for him at all. But
I was curious about that, because sometimes, you know, sometimes adults aren't familiar with, you know, they've been out of practice with study routine for a while. in my experience, anyway. But
he's up until last weekend, he was still working.
Okay.
And so he's in pretty good shape still.
Good. Well, if you would like to meet at some point, let me know. And sure, I'm available typically evenings, no problem. Weekends.
Okay.
If you'd like.
So how about that? Let me talk to my husband and see if we can, if you're available on Wednesday. Then we can potentially come to see you, and then we can talk a little more about fees and all that.
Sure. Okay. So potentially Wednesday.
We are pretty flexible in that sense. Whatever you charge, we will be okay with that.
Yes. Well, typically it's $25 per hour.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If that's okay with you. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
And then how long would you like the classes to be?
Usually, it's been my experience that more than 1 hour of class is not very good. It's not very productive after 1 hour. Because,
okay.
And there's a bit of homework, you know. I do have an online, a website that I use for listening and, you know, reading homework and stuff. So, you know, there's also after hours study, you know. I think it's really beneficial for people to study whenever they feel that they want to or need to. So there's the online aspect of it as well that I prepare, so.
Yeah, and I didn't think of that. Yeah, maybe we can even, like, besides that, we can potentially find something on our own, like an app that he can use and just get himself a little more familiar with the language.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good option. Okay,
everything
perfect.
Helps.
So then, yeah, you bet. The more he, you know, he forces himself to be, like, involved with the language and try it out, the easier it's going to be for him to learn it.
Yeah,
because I think that's the scariest part, like, not really, like, being a little, he's a little bit shy in that sense.
Yes.
And I know he will want to do it perfectly before he will be willing to try it. But,
I understand
you
that.
Know,
yeah.
Language is one of those things where if you don't try it, even if you make mistakes, then more likely you are not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, I always tell all my students, I love mistakes. Mistakes, you know, without any mistakes, you really cannot learn very much. The more mistakes you make,
not at
the
all.
More you learn. So
Yeah, you bet. Okay, perfect. So then I'll probably call you on Tuesday and let you know if Wednesday works for us. And if that works for you, just let me know what time. I'm usually off at 4 o'clock from work, but my husband is not done until probably past 5 p.m.
I'm usually done at 4:30 as well, so.
Okay, perfect. Day, okay, so you let us know what time works for you, and then we can go from there.
Good. All right. Sounds good.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Right.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye now.
Bye.
Like a commissioning project or someone that specializes in like a particular CSA program. So but I'd like to do something involved with like industrial manufacturing. So like the big skill points to do with that. Like make five year like 53 skill is a particular combination of alloys and compounds, given that all has to be getting that person that sort of present, that would be like manual. So pretty specific thing to be asking about. So see if anything comes from it. Some of that can be a little getting ahead.
Yeah. I'm just like
if you got the point, everything like does that or not. where you're going to see that, and it's really kind of well with it. Like, it's real pain.
Yeah.
Right? But there's the same side of it.
I really want to get one off the
floor. No, you don't.
That's a poor bastard survey.
I play Wild Man or
Tim.
Everything's got to be surveyed.
Yeah. Well, think about the application of surveying with, like, mapping up mine towers and stuff like that. Well, how do you do that? You got to go out there.
I'd do it.
Do you have to do any of the, like, calculation next time, or are you curious?
Only for residential stuff. Oh. Anything that's commercial, specific, anything like that?
No.
So anything that's machine-oriented, machine-based, you know, where it's large equipment sitting on. They have our LRT station in Calgary. They're refitting, you know, the mountains, holes, and they're, you know, distributing all this conduit of electrical, you know, fiber optic stuff, right? And so there's basically the pipe sticking out of the cut here. It's 4 feet in diameter. And we're going to hold that up. I don't do the calculations. I just do the graphic. Give him my best shot, right? Put in some numbers, and it's going to be tweaked later on. It'll come back as a PDF with red all over the numbers.
I still get that.
Sometimes I'm right, you know, but really, that's not my business. I'm not the engineer, so I send it off to Justin, makes his red marks all over the place.
I found something I found hard last night. Being able to relate to you, you're working on something, and you're kind of the one dealing with all the stuff, and trying to work on relinquishing the calculation to somebody else.
Yeah.
I found that kind of hard sometimes. Like, I don't mind doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're basically giving away exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
But my process, that's the only one. But I found it kind of hard because you're kind of like, you're always like thinking in the back of your head, like, this actually is this guy have? So there's lots of like notes in it for like special skill manuals and shit that people have. To me, there's never used before going in, like, there's no for this. I don't know what that's about.
No, we use three letters to represent.
Exactly. So there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of like plate design stuff, like walking models. There's a whole series of calculations based on like completely different dimension tables.
Justin. Boy. Justin's exclusive. important for ACB is even more picky. And so, you know, a picky person working for a really picky boss. It's basically doing some filings. So we need a different engineer. Perhaps this guy is going to fill in the gap. And if he does, then I'm going to be in his left pocket for sure. I'm going to be like, let's do this. I want to learn this. For the next, I don't know how long. 2 weeks later, they're doing non-residential stuff as well. I don't know if it's just because there's lack of residential stuff, you know, or what. But now I'm doing all the other as well. But minus the engineering, so write that down somewhere. It would be nice to, I guess, it is a stepping stone, but I really want to soak in as much as I possibly can. Walk away with something more tangible, more meaty than the college experience. You know, the concrete was cool. I liked enjoying that, but there really was an awful lot. This is one project, and there's only a certain amount you can get from one project. You know, if you take that knowledge and you jump to the next project, you're going to be twice as good, right? The next project, you're going to be twice as good as that. So I'm looking forward to the experience of it all.
Well, maybe it would be worthwhile to play the scene in the situation there, think, or push it a little more. In that respect, part of it's going to be out of your mouth.
Yeah.
That's something you can take elsewhere, right? And at least in the field I work in, right? Having simulation experience is like, you know, offering them a bar goal to get hired. It's really useful because it takes away the error. Like, there's error in simulation as well. You're simply inputting the data rather than going through the slew of calculations where you could go wrong at any point.
Yeah.
So, it's really useful.
In retrospect, now I should have said, yeah, I'm going to be using this. Now I see that now, but I didn't see that then at the time.
Obviously, they're thinking about it. The calculation side of things, when you have to do this, it's like distributed input access. Because, like, it's a function to like soil.
Like a soil report,
you can just start drawing that. It's really
expect somebody to work on.
Did they tell you if they have like a formal type review process? Yeah, so they
informal. We're going to have a review in 3 months to see how things are going. How things are going, I guess the thing is that two grass people went to the collective bargaining. One would be all right, but two is weird. And their main engineer left and went to the CV. So this position that you're filling is, we don't really know exactly what it's going to look like just yet. Now I know what it looks like a little more than before, and now they do too. So what exactly are they going to do? They didn't know then, but I'm sure they do now. No, I think it's they're feeling their way, I'm feeling my way, and I think that it could be short term, it could be long term, depending on what both parties, you know, need or want, I guess.
Other opportunities, as you said. First time that happened, I was
very open, really.
Yeah, it's weird. My boss is literally the guy running the day-to-day operations. He's excited to come to some job and get them up to you. Legitimately, like, fishing here.
Everything.
extremely detailed, and it's like it links all the families too, so you can edit families in your own. It's crazy.
You can edit families, right?
A little bit, like all the information on every chain made by individual users. So people stop. Don't find it. And it's a very, it's rather complex software, but it's so much with it's a government project. Literally, you print off a spreadsheet.
Just checking if it's still there.
It's okay.
Thank you.
But
I think the cost is like a
$100. It's a name of Walden sent you. Square around
be changing their and Rook told all his family we can extend well. Rook, I want to see this. It works like if I get up.
A lot of companies using this, you think?
No, not in China itself.
Sounds
a lot of companies in it was built in Norway, I know Australia using it quite a bit. We're kind of just starting to bring it over here.
I use AutoCAD.
I do.
At Excel.
Yeah. Wow. I can see you guys getting to like some work or something like that. This is affordable for what it is. You know? And when you buy software, it comes with their AutoCAD. Their own proprietary software. It's like operating standards.
For license, for company.
It's crazy the amount of licensing options they have. But like we have professional. With each of those, we have so many amount of licenses. You can do fixes. So like, I have a whole license for my laptop right now, which is really nice. And that floating license works for all of these. And then you're going to go in and read it. Yeah. Packing those, you can make a copy. every single file that you can pathway. One of them we can do in a different configuration and then this one that you have it, you can have a copy. But if you decide that's where you want to go, you can bring it back and overwrite everything to the same pathway. So, for example, instead of making one file, editing that file, putting it back,
and the same paths are
like so, yeah, it's really handy. It's nice because I use it at you can work. I can't spend time in the office working at I can work from home at a reduced charge.
Oh,
so yeah, which is nice too because you know things take longer for me to figure out. There's more time charge to get closer to your
barely running you across your entire office.
Yeah, which is nice. Like, I can take a camera and I can take a model and, like, put my hands on it. I'm not going to worry about it.
I'm looking at it, and I just walked away. But I go to the lips.
Never made coffee since?
Yeah. You don't drink good beers?
Yeah. We have, like, people in the office and they've gone, like, almost covered in full of these
stuff. Yeah.
I was still on there.
Never neglect your sleep.
Problem.
almost phonetic.
Yeah, it's a temple.
So like I converted to get there. I can put it on this. There are some people that have experience and I'm like a very subject because like their mothers like in a desk right now.
I guess you're actually BPT shut down. Same thing. came with me. I took my normal phone because I didn't lose it before. But yeah, I used it very good. Do you still have that program for Logitech 300?
Yeah.
Still sitting in my cupboard. How good is it?
Brand new.
Do you use it?
No, it's in the cupboard. Do you want it?
How much? Buy me coffee. $20.
$20. How about 10?
They're both that much. I think reasonable. $20.
Just to give the other way, right?
We'll have a look at it.
Yeah, is it still in the packaging? Oh, still in the
packaging.
Which one is that? Is that the multi buttons all over?
It's got buttons on the top, so it's kind of concave, like wider than it looks like an hourglass.
Wireless or wired?
Wired.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. It's got a little bit of light on the side.
Yes.
And all the buttons are on the top.
I've tried using it, but I have a couple of pins in here. And they don't work very well.
I hold my mouse like this when I'm using keys. I move it with my two bottom fingers, and then I just, this is where I use all my mouse.
Yeah. I saw you at school using the site. You know what you're doing. I just can't do it.
I want to get another mouse, but for now.
It's like playing a banjo. You can't. Fingers don't bend properly.
Yeah.
That's a blade I've been looking at. Because now that I know how to use the wallet, I'm starting to get it. Something beyond the basic. Orbit, like that kind of stuff. I probably think it's. The other thought about it was
no.
So they make on Amazon now some terrible tools. But it's basically like you don't have to have a chip and it's got three drives on it. So there's that one. Then there's another one that's like a one of those like teeter ball things here.
Yeah.
It's like a ball with a clock on the ground. It's kind of like that, but it's got four corners. And you use it like a mouse.
What's it worth?
It was a Kickstarter when I first saw it. Yeah, it was super cool. I think I saw it. It's fairly expensive. Under $200 is fairly expensive. I thought about it. I don't want that. I want just the money. So. Imagine what you could do with that, like just have your most basic like tools and like save on the far one, like your tap for doing Windows.
You never have, like touch your keyboard ever again.
Like, because I don't like the idea of like this with two mouses, because this will be your keyboard. I found this other one out that it's like your keyboard is splitting it down, it's like the ergonomic keyboard.
Thank you.
slow kind of thing.
Give it a couple of years.
Yeah. But my boss has like a vertical system.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to buy it. Yeah, they bought three of them. Like, at least $600. And one person was a loser. I need, like, a standing platform. So I won't stand in the middle. It's like graphic paper.
Huh?
No.
Wrong.
you're there early enough to see when the dogs and different trucks come in. And you see this, like, real long, like, four. And then you see, like, you know,
Thank you.
We got a small one too. That's another thing. This is a thing to reporting on. But if you have like, yeah, like 5 grand.
How do you get your bid lower than anybody else?
stuff that is profitable. Well, let's say you're getting at
sometimes.
Yeah. Are they really My boss is very executed, which I find weird. Because, like, when you're getting awards, you're kind of stressing. But my boss is very much like, quarter to this.
That's
superior. Yeah, like cancer and that kind of stuff. Like, having to deliver to people that are not from the drafting mindset.
They will eat that up.
I did a 3D drawing.
Straightforward, right?
Yeah.
sucks.
So there's no frame around it?
Well, it was 90% there on that last tech.
They can send you to training.
which is highly perfect. Knowing, like, working as a or something like that.
Receptionist who puts everything together as a package, sends it to Justin. Justin waits for a couple of days because he's an engineer, and then he looks at it and takes a little bit of data to write it all up, and then he sends it all back. Why are we making the same mistake 6 times, 8 times? So, at that point, I look like somebody who's not really knowing exactly what I'm doing. So I think there's a lag there, but I still have to prove myself, or rather, not disappear. A window and I have to set myself in. I know that I'm going to come, but it's too soon.
That's an opportunity, though, for you to present ideas and processes that help streamline the thing. But you got to market it in a way that costs a bunch of loss and things. But yeah, that seems like a process and a because with that right there in time, it's not.
And he knows that. He knows that. But it's not true that. But still, I'm the guy who's
You have to fix that mistake multiple times before you get aware that it's actually a mistake. Or is it a process of experience? Is it a process of mistake?
I spend a lot of my free hours, to streamlining all my templates and getting spreadsheets out. But from not to this point, still being down here at this point. So when I get to this point, I'll be voicing it. You know, I do believe that even this. I need to steal look from Barstool and
what you should do when you might be exceeded, which is by
minimize recommendations. Like, a good example is traffic travel when it's 2 hours into a very free walk. Like, there's an example in the code where you're going straight and then there's an example where you're going straight and then right.
Yes.
Well, there's no example where you're going straight and then the door's here and the door's here. And the code
I'm going to
in like the block, so it can't be able to click on the second instead of having this line on one, and that way you can speed up the time.
I'm sorry, the brain part. Sorry, I missed that.
Block attributes. You can do that, right? So it's the title block, it's on the block itself that can't be changed other than the text. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah,
you can put text in blocks, you can have a scan text in name, and then you put it in a file, and it's still a block, you can print the text, you know what I mean? It's not as in depth as that, you know, it's a little easier.
Yeah, you have, like,
bits
of experience.
Take time out of my own time and learn it. Because it's just a matter of you gotta put in a little bit to get back.
Yes, you do.
I spend a lot of time, like, I'll go online and search, like, through a forum and just search, like, okay, what's the top line of people in this kind of thing. It's really interesting. It's really interesting. It's really interesting. I have this background set up where I use this kind of thing.
Of course, the